You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump landed at Buckingham Palace to a royal welcome from Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Charles, which included a 41-gun salute. The US leader is joined by wife and First Lady Melania Trump on his first state visit to the United Kingdom. The three-day visit coincides with commemorations for the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings in World War II, which ultimately laid the foundations of the Allied victory on the Western Front. At a state banquet at the palace, Mr. Trump praised the courage of the British people during the war and shared his admiration for the Queen.
From the Second World War to today, Her Majesty has stood as a constant symbol of these priceless traditions. She has embodied the spirit of dignity, duty and patriotism that beats proudly in every British heart.
The Queen has used her formal toast to pay her respects to what the two nations have achieved together.
Mr. President, as we look to the future, I'm confident that our common values and shared interests will continue to unite us. Tonight we celebrate an alliance that has helped to ensure the safety and prosperity of both our peoples for decades.
In stark contrast to those pleasantries were the President's comments on social media before landing in the UK. Mr. Trump used Twitter to say that London's Mayor Sadiq Khan, who has been highly critical of the red carpet welcome laid on for Mr. Trump, was doing a terrible job. The President called the Mayor a stone-cold loser, adding, "Khan reminds me very much of our very dumb and incompetent Mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, who has also done a terrible job, only half his height." British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt greeted the President when he first arrived and says Mr. Trump had mentioned the Mayor to him.
I'm not going to go into exactly what he said, but I think if you look at his tweet, he wasn't exactly saying that he's going to be inviting Sadiq Khan for royal treatment at the White House anytime soon.
The mayor has encouraged Britons to protest against President Trump's visit in lawful, peaceful and safe demonstrations. And it's expected that the numbers of protesters seen on day one of Mr. Trump's visit will increase over the coming days, with protests planned in London, Manchester, Belfast and Birmingham. These protesters explain why they're getting involved.
I'm here to protest against Donald Trump's misogyny, his racism, his just everything about him.
As a citizen of the United Kingdom and the United States, both, I feel it's my duty to come out and protest a bit about the danger, the clear and present danger that Donald Trump is to the world.
We're not really against Trump as a person. Our main issue is with the policies that he represents. The policies of hate, the policies of division.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who boycotted the state dinner, is due to speak at a London demonstration. But Jeremy Hunt has condemned that move, adding that Mr. Trump's visit should be above party politics.
This is a president who we've got used to being very controversial and very combative. But you know, he's made the comments he's made. I actually agree with him that it's totally inappropriate for the Labour Party to be boycotting this incredibly important visit. This is the President of the United States.
Mr. Trump is also due to hold talks with Prime Minister Theresa May, who is due to step down within weeks over her handling of Brexit. The pair are expected to discuss climate change and Chinese technology firm Huawei. Before leaving the US, Mr. Trump also weighed in on the UK's exit from the European Union, declaring that Britain's former Foreign Minister Boris Johnson would make an excellent choice to succeed Prime Minister Theresa May. He's also recommended Ms. May's successor walk away from talks with the EU, refuse to pay Britain's agreed divorce bill, and leave the EU with no deal. Mr. Trump has signalled he's willing to create a new trade agreement to strengthen economic ties with the country. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.